day was a busy one. First the meeting, then tunnel duty. How does this keep happening? We're separated by a window. A window with holes so tiny only buttons could fit through them. And yet somehow, I still keep coming home smelling like him. It's such a heavy scent, too. Sandalwood and patchouli. If I don't get my uniform cleaned soon, the smell will flood the house. I can already feel it lingering in my nose. I need to... I'm hard. It seems my libido has been going haywire lately, popping up at random like a mere boy dragon. I blame tunnel duty. Ever since I got tasked with guarding it, I haven't had time for dating or even a simple hookup. My cock springs free into the cool night air. It's drenched in pre-cum and pulses with need. I take in a deep breath and his scent fills my nose. I don't want to be reminded of him while I'm doing this, but suddenly he's all I can think about.
Masturbating? How primitive.
As if you humans don't do it too.
Yes, but at least we have the decency to keep it in the bedroom.
I imagine him kneeling on the floor, his face inches away from my dick, looking it over as if grading it.
Such a weird-looking cock, too. Black like onyx and unnaturally big.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
What makes you think I'm impressed? Besides, I bet it tastes weird.
What? My balls tighten, and the head of my cock leaks like mad. I'm so close.
You heard me, Dragon Boy. I said I wonder how it tastes.
And I imagine it. I imagine Angel's tongue taking a long, leisurely lick from the balls of my cock to the head of my shaft. I see white. I open my eyes and see my release on the wooden floor. But in my mind, I imagine it splattered on Angel's face. The white fluid contrasts beautifully with his brown skin. It drips over his bright hazel eyes. I even got some in that gorgeous silky hair of his.
Ugh, rude.
And then he fades away. Maybe I'm the one who needs to go to a brothel. That came from outside.